Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. You hear some good country music. That means that our biggest country music fan slash guest, Matt Duchesne, is joining us for his weekly visit. Nashville Predators player Matt Duchesne. Hey, with all your fandom of country music, have you picked up the guitar or anything? Are you playing the fiddle or the stand-up bass? Have you worked any musical instruments into your repertoire?
I've played guitar since I was like 13. So, yeah, I've had that for a long time.
Yeah, man. So do you just like randomly on a night off come stand on the street corner in downtown Nashville and play music for tips?
Definitely not. It's kind of funny. Since I've been down here, I've probably played the least amount I've played in a long time just because of just being so busy with getting moved into our house and everything. And obviously my little guy takes up a lot of time. And, the other day I picked it up again for the first time in a while. It's a little rusty, but something in the new year, hopefully I get to improve on a little bit.
So all that guitar playing, it's not safe to assume, we all know what that does, but I would assume that you've got some songwriting ability too.
I've attempted very weakly at doing that. I need to learn a little bit more on how to do that, but something I definitely want to tackle. At some point, I'm a creative person, and I think it'd be fun to do.
I think you need to write a song about Pekka. It's just nothing rhymes with Pekka. That'd be a hard one.
Yeah, that would be a tough one for sure.
that game last night was all kinds of chippy. Do you like playing in games like that?
Last night was not a fun game to play in. No, usually against them, it's pretty wide open, free flowing, lots of room, lots of touches, lots of offense. Last night felt like a chess match. It was not a very enjoyable game. Felt like nothing was going on. It was really strange. Just sitting on the bench and watching it and then being out there, just felt like there was no flow and nothing really going on. But it was a big point. We got a huge point there. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it done in overtime. But, as much as we're trying to, fight our way through some injuries and fight our way back to where we want to be, we're finding ways to get points, and we're 3-1-2 in our last six, so that's pretty. If we keep going like that, we'll we know we got even better than what we had last night. We didn't play as well as we could have, especially in the second period. But we're working our way back to where we want to be. So it's a long season, and we just can't get too far behind the eight ball.
Matt Duchesne with us on 3HL. Obviously, Matt Ryan Johansson, big story out of that game, got ejected and fined for throwing an elbow. When I saw it live, I thought, he didn't throw an elbow. Guy just ran into his elbow. And then I saw it on replay and again on replay, and I still came to that conclusion. What did you think about that play?
Well, he just tried to reverse hit the guy. Like, he tried to kind of counter hit. And Braden Point was the player on the other team. He just tried to kind of get out of the way. And Joey, because Joey's a right-handed shot, his left elbow was up high, and he did catch him with his elbow, but it was very unintentional. And I was even talking to Point on one of the face-offs, because I've played with him with Team Canada before, and I was just asking if he was okay. I think it broke his nose, but he was he said he knew that Joey wasn't trying to do it. So I think the nature of the hit was not ever meant to elbow him in the face. I think he was just trying to play him hard and kind of reverse hit him. And, it was just an unfortunate outcome. So, I don't know if it was worth him being kicked out of the game, but that's the way that the officials saw it at the time. Obviously, he did catch him pretty good with his elbow and the nose, whether it was intentional or not. But, that's a tough call to make.
I love hockey guys that explain things like that. Oh, it wasn't a big deal. He just broke his nose.
like that happens to everybody at work.
If I leave Acme Feed and Seed right now and some guy accidentally hits me in the face with his elbow and I break my nose, that's a pretty big deal, man.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes with it. I mean, stitches and broken stuff and teeth and just part of the experience, I guess.
It seemed like as excessive as the punishment was for Ryan and continues to be, the hit on Daniel Carr, I thought, seemed much more egregious. I mean, this was a guy looking at him, going at him, and hitting him in the face.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure what came of that, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was some supplementary discipline on that one. I didn't really see it that well, but from what everyone told me, it was pretty bad. So, we'll see what happens with that. I haven't heard anything or seen anything, but I also haven't been really looking for it either. So we'll see what comes of that.
When a play pops up and the league office wants to get involved, do you get a chance to talk with them about what happened, like almost kind of state your case, or do they just judge based on what they saw?
Yeah, I've never been in a situation to be suspended or, you know, potentially be suspended, but usually what they do is they have a phone hearing with the guy. Sometimes they'll do an in-person hearing, and when you do an in-person hearing, it's usually 6-plus games that you're trying to – it's going to be at least minimum 6 games. Over the phone, it could be anything from 5 to 0. But basically they go through it and they talk through it. The guy can defend himself and say, you know, what he was thinking, what he was doing. And, you know, so that's usually how it goes.
It was very cool to see Kyle Turris bounce back with such a big goal last night. I know you guys always want your teammates to do well. It's been such a strange season for him. I loved seeing him get that goal.
Yeah, and it was huge for us. Obviously, he played really well last night. He obviously, anybody's going to be, you know, kind of ticked off when you're out of the lineup and you know, you're watching up top rather than being on the ice with the guys. And he showed up last night for us big time. He had a big face-off win on Yarny's goal as well. So, we need him to keep playing like that. I mean, especially with RV being out, obviously our top six, you know, you lose a guy in your top six, you need someone to fill in. And if you can have someone like that step up and play that way consistently and show, like, he's been a good player in this league and he showed it last night what he can do and what he can be whenever he's on. So that's what we need, and I'm sure he knows that. I'm hoping he got some confidence from that and can continue to play like he did last night. It was great.
Matt Duchesne, our guest, courtesy of our friends at Two Rivers Ford. I got to ask you this. My whole family, I've got a little guy, and then I got a teenager, and we're eating dinner, and we're trying to get everybody ready. But we've got the game on. We all basically stood around the TV and watched the entire 5-minute penalty kill after Joey's penalty. How exhilarating does that feel to kill off a 5-minute penalty? Because I'm telling you, it fired up my family, dude.
Yeah, no, it was great. I'm not part of the penalty kill crew, but you know, sitting there watching, you know, for 5 minutes, always, you know, it sucks because you're sitting there watching, but at the same time, I was, you know, really excited that we were able to kill that off because it gives a guy like me an opportunity to go out and try and score a goal or you know, be part of scoring a goal to help tie the game. And if you go down 3-1 there, it's a different game, especially last night. It just felt like it was going to be a really tight, low-scoring game just the way it went. And that was a huge kill. Our guys were outstanding. We barely even let them in the zone. So the guys buckled down and got the job done. And, you know, we showed the confidence and the kind of the tenacity that we need to have going forward, and we need that more in our offense again. I think our offense has gotten a little stale lately, just in terms of maybe the way we've been feeling. And you know, losing will do that when you go through a tough time. You know, it gets heavy mentally, and you know, you need to be light and excited and having fun to play offense. And so I think that kind of, you know, confidence and that kind of work and that kind of mentality needs to translate there again, and hopefully we'll get back to scoring like we were at the start of the season.
So on Saturday before the New Jersey game, I think you just grab your guitar after you get dressed and you go, "Hey guys, I got a song for you."
Yeah,
and I think that'll be the key to everything is you sitting there with the guitar playing
100%
playing an Eric Church song.
Yeah,
I definitely don't know about that, but if the guys told me they needed me to do it to get 2 points, I'd do it for them. So
I pray that some of them are listening and that request is made now.
But wouldn't that be great, though? Like, you sit down and you start to sing an Eric Church song, and then, like, about, I don't know, four bars in, Eric walks into the room.
And finish it as a duet.
Yeah. We need to make that happen.
You guys got some good imaginations. That'd be pretty cool.
All right, we'll have our people get on that for you.
Yeah.
See if we can make that happen.
Our people reach out to Eric Church's people.
Our people is like, you should call Eric Church since he's your friend, and then you guys can work it out.
Yeah, you can be our people. You and JT.
Be your own people.
Yeah, perfect. Sounds good.
Matt, hey, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week. People want to follow Matt at Matt9Duchesne on Twitter. We'll
go
get you there.
Thank you so much. Saturday. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one. We'll see you next week, or talk to you next week, I guess.
Red Center, Matt Duchesne on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Two Rivers Ford. Love where you buy your Ford.
When we come back, Todd.